Section D.
The low-cost carrier emerged as an airline that generally has lower fares and fewer comforts. The first low-cost carrier shook up a market that had decades of over-regulation, lack of competition, and growing costs. Since then, the market has matured, and nearly half of air journeys in Western Europe and the U.S. are on low-cost carriers. But now, is there room left for growth? The line between low-cost and full-service network airlines used to be very clear. Low-cost carriers got rid of all non-essential frills. For example, they offered a single cabin, no free food, no free baggage allowance. Meanwhile, legacy carriers struggled to change their cost and operational structures to face their new competitors. Instead, they focused on areas of business that were safer from low-cost competition, the corporate market. However, many low-cost carriers have reformed some elements of their business model with corporate customers in mind. Passengers can now opt for branded fare packages, each including a range of services, such as better seats and lounge access that are more typical of full-service carriers, but still competitively priced. In the new era, some low-cost carriers will shift to a new type of airline, the hybrid carrier, halfway between the pure, no-frills, low-cost carrier and the traditional, full-service airline.
D1. Question. According to the article, what was the aviation market like before the emergence of low-cost carriers? D2. Question. Why did traditional full-service airlines focus on the corporate market? D3. Question. What kind of shift does the author predict regarding the future of low-cost carriers?